Hi, this is Pete Brown, and I'm here at Mix 10 with a whole pile of folks who know something about Embraco. So, guys, before I introduce you, or before you introduce yourselves, really, I just want to say that I've been using Embraco for a bit for my own blog, so it's really exciting for me to get here and talk to folks that have actually been working on it or responsible for it. And I've had pretty good luck with it, and it's a good product for conversion. But some folks might not know anything about it, so we're going to do a little bit of introduction to what Embraco is and kind of what it means for ASP.NET developers and folks that are running content management systems on their own sites. So let's see who we have here.
So my name is Per Blom Hansen. I work for the Embraco Corporation, so the actual commercial company behind the project.
So you're the suit in the room.
Yeah, I'm the suit. Yeah, I'm dressed nice in the shirt today.
So. Yeah, you're right. Okay. And I dig the logo. Tell me about the logo.
Well, the logo, some people think it's a pot, but it's actually the U in Embraco. It's more
a
wing.
A pot. All right. Yeah. I never thought it was a pot.
Well, so some guy who asked,
don't spend enough time in the kitchen.
Why do you have a pot in your logo? So it's a U with small wings on it.
It's wings. Okay.
Yeah, it's
I was thinking it was horns.
Horns.
And it just wasn't making sense to me,
it's
the horn.
It's a very abstract logo, but the essence of it is the U.
Yeah, it's immediately recognizable. Yeah. Cool.
This is serving as some great feedback on any rebranding. Yeah.
So tell me a bit about yourself.
I'm Alex Norcliffe. I am the tech director for Exceed, and I'm also on the core team for Embraco, helping actually develop the system.
Okay, so just to clarify, Embraco is an open source product?
It is.
Yep. Right? And this is available up on CodePlex?
It is.
Right?
Yep.
Built in .NET?
Yep.
Excellent. All right. Tell me a bit about yourself, Pete.
My name is Pete Miller. I'm from Condé Nast Digital, and we are really users of Embraco, and we have a large editorial team who love Embraco, and we have a large development team who love working with how fast Embraco is. Okay. And I'm also involved with the core team as well, so it's really a great community.
Excellent.
Hi, so I'm Will Coleman. I'm from Microsoft UK, and I'm the Website Spark lead for the UK, and so I've had the pleasure of working with these two chaps and Per recently as well around ensuring that Microsoft is advocating Embraco and spreading the word, but on another level, we're also working on the project, which should hopefully come to fruition by the end of the month. I've got a feeling it might slip into April, in which we're going to create a series of modules that use Silverlight and other Microsoft technologies and give that out to the community, and it'll all be open source.
Excellent. I hear open source a lot these days with Microsoft, so it's really great to see that coming about. So what's the elevator pitch on what Embraco is?
Well, Embraco is a more generic approach to actually content management instead of having modules. Instead of having a news module, for example, you think of content in a way that, what kind of data do I need in my content? So instead of installing a module for news, you think a news article is a title, a body text, an author name, and then you shape your content, and then you can more freely move it around. So you're not limited by modules, but you have this more generic model.
That's
the greatest thing.
So for an ASP.NET developer, I mean, what does Embraco add, and kind of how can they use their ASP.NET skills in Embraco?
Well, Embraco tries to take advantage of as much of the built-in stuff in ASP.NET already. So we use master pages for templating.
Mm-hmm.
We use XML and XSLT for the whole macro idea.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very extensible model, so you can just take whatever user control you've done before, just drop it into Embraco. Embraco does a bit of magic, so you can just add your own parameters to it, and then it just adds it directly to the templating. So you can take all your old code and just drop it in there.
Excellent. So that's the suit opinion. It's drop your old code in there, bit of magic, and it all just works. So, all right, folks that are working with it, tell me about what you think of Embraco.
Well, really the awesome thing about Embraco when we were selecting it at Condé Nast was how it allows you to design your data for the best way that you need your editors to work with it, and also for it to be stored, rather than having this consistent approach of having a fixed set of fields, mm-hmm. or, as Per said, a module that you need to somehow shape your business strategy around what the content management system can do. It kind of is the other way around completely. You use this kind of quite friendly schema designer, almost called a doc type designer, which allows you to decide how you're going to make Embraco fit around the content types that you want to put in the system.
Right.
What makes developing for Embraco so quick is that separation of data and layout templates. So for a .NET developer, you think, great, I can design my data around the needs of this template, around what I want the editor to be able to input. Do I want them to have just titles? Do I want them to have extra data sources or, you know, related links, things like that? And then you can have just a bunch of templates that you've been given by a designer that kind of use those fields, and you can have more than one template for one set of fields. Mm-hmm. And it really lets us build sites in just a few weeks, really.
Okay. So you also, the main thing to remember here is that when you shape your own data, you also completely shape your own presentation. So you decide what the HTML should do. Umbraco doesn't output any HTML by default.
Right.
You pretty much just have all your content in a big cache, XML cache, and you can then shape that into whatever you want.
That's one thing I liked when I ported my own site over, is I went and I was able to pick up a theme, cost me $15 for an HTML theme, and then I went in and just replaced some things in that theme with calls out to Umbraco macros, and then it was done.
Yeah.
Right. So it was pretty cool.
So if you even had that small detail, that it would be nice if I had that class to actually do the selected link in my navigation. Mm. You can just go directly into the XLT and change it directly.
Mm.
So you're not forced into any HTML at all. Mm.
And if you want to, you can actually even edit that XSLT in the Umbraco interface. It doesn't force you to have all your files in Visual Studio. That's still totally an option as well. If you're on the run, for example, and you know that you need to make a change, then you can actually log into Umbraco and edit all the different aspects of how your site is made up.
Okay. And it's the scalability from small blog sites to large news sites like Vogue and GQ and Wired as well.
All right, so when you guys mentioned XSLT, half the people watching this literally just stopped right then, and that was the end of it. So what's coming up that you can talk about that'll help folks that maybe XSLT gives them hives, right? So
Well, I think XSLT is probably the most underappreciated language. Really, I think it's great. I love XSLT. But when that's
I've actually started to like it.
Yeah,
so
It grows on you when you kind of get over the
it grows. It's sort of like a rash, but you know, it's pretty good.
And you get used to every rash.
You can get away with no XSLT. I mean, we have sites where there are 20,000 nodes, and that has not a single line of XSLT. So you can do that.
Yeah.
Great.
It's just one option. Yeah, it's one option. We have a managed model on top of the whole XML that's called the Node Factory. So you can just you can do your navigation in the user control using these APIs instead, and it's almost just as fast as XLT. Mm-hmm. So we have an upcoming release which will have link to Umbraco, so you can do your whole link syntax to fetch your content, and we also have support for DLR, so you can do Python or Ruby.
Oh, okay.
Code as well.
Great.
So you have a lot of options in how you actually shape your macros.
So really what you guys have done, so you have the CMS behind there that's managing your documents and managing the data, and you're providing that data out there, and you're putting all these different ways of accessing that data on top of that. So you mentioned you have the DLR, you can write .NET user controls, you can write regular .NET code, I know you have an API for that, or if you like XSLT and it doesn't give you hives or something, then you're cool with that too. So excellent, that's very, very cool.
It's all about the flexible tool instead of adding a simple feature, then rather add a flexible tool you can use for a bunch of things.
Okay. So if folks want to use this for, let's say they want support and they want to use it in an organization, this is an open source tool. I mean, are there options for businesses?
It is. Our business model is to provide the strongest possible open source tool. So we have one product, and that's the open source version. But on top of that, you can buy a pro package, which consists of support, so email-based support, and also a collection of pro developer tools, which is for the more upscale developer. So it's a staging and migration tool. We have a tool for generating forms and collecting user input data. And we have a tool for doing documentation and site overview, so you can get an idea of where all your different bits and pieces of site fits in. So that's our model. That's how we make money, is to say, we have a strong product. The more people that actually use our open source product, the bigger the chance is that someone actually buys and commercializes the support.
Yeah, so if somebody wants to use this for their own personal site or something, they just get the open source version.
Yeah.
You can tweak the source. I've been tweaking it myself for some of the blog stuff. And if you're a business, you can get the product with the support.
Exactly.
But I do want to mention, just to throw it in, if you're doing this all by yourself, there's also our.umbraco.org, right?
Our best feature is the people behind. Our community is our best feature.
Yeah, and that has been extremely helpful to me, I know, in my own port. So,
in terms of a lot of people find the idea of something that's open source and a little bit scary because it might need installing or something, and it's a bit of a seven-step process. But actually, the easiest way of getting hold of Umbraco is using the web platform installer.
Right.
You just go there, and in the content management system section, it's actually it's always on the first page because I think it's in like the top.
That's how I got it on my server.
It's actually been. Mark Brown was just telling me that it's been downloaded 105,000 times so far. So that's pretty sweet.
That was just me. My connection kept dropping.
Once you've got it, you don't have to worry about going direct into your database or whatever data provider you've decided to use. It's got a whole wizard that will just set it up for you.
Yeah.
And the other cool thing is that if you're using these open source tools and open source platform and it's free, you can sign up to Website Spark. And sorry, this is a shameless plug.
Microsoft guy must leave the building.
I'm going to say, going to pay the bills. So you can sign up. So we've got the guys who are working in the UK on this Umbraco project. Everybody signed up to Website Spark, which is a three-year program, gets you access to all the tools and the platform at no upfront cost. And so they're able to get that, get up and running, and do this dev work straight up with none of the costs associated to it.
Great. I'm always happy to see some open source .NET stuff going on out there. It's great that it's up on CodePlex, and I'm glad to see that you're also able to build a business around it too. So that's kind of the best of all of them. Any final words?
Yeah, I've got one.
Is it okay?
To keep it all relevant to Mix 10, we're starting work on version 5 shortly, and which will be going out next year. But that will be MVC2 and OData. And
excellent.
All the nice good stuff that's been announced recently.
Excellent. So you're staying up with all the coolness. So it's
great. Yeah.
I think you fit all the buzzwords from Mix, right? It's a Silverlight, OData, MVC2. I think we're pretty covered. Microsoft guy, did we cover everything?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Cool.
Missed Silverlight, though.
No, you said Silverlight.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much.
Cool. We're glad to be here.
Thank you.